There was a beautiful, beautiful Indian independence celebration and flag raising at Showgrounds this morning. It was my pleasure to speak on behalf of the people of Sligo, the vast majority of whom, I would have to say, really appreciate what some of the valuable work that members of the Indian community do within our health service and other areas of life in Sligo. You know, it's so important. The tradition goes back a long, long way here in Sligo, and I suppose it was fitting that it was held at the Showgrounds, where the great character, I suppose, of the Indian community in Sligo was Johnny Chadha, who was my own former our maths teacher in Summerhill many, many years ago, and he was remembered today. And it was a lovely coming together, and I think that the message went out both from Sligo Rovers, from myself on behalf of the council, and from the Gardaí, who also spoke at it, to say that Sligo is welcoming to people from different diversities and different backgrounds. You know, we have our rules, we have our laws, and good people who follow those and come here to work and be an addition to our society are always welcome. It was disappointing that the one in Dublin had to be cancelled. But this one was a real celebration, and I hope we made the members of the Indian community who were present feel that they were very, very welcome in our society.
And how important is that Indian community contribution to the local life here in Sligo?
Well, I think the Garda inspector that spoke made the point that a member of our own family were in the hospital recently, and that the doctors that were looking after him were members of the Indian community. And every one of us could recount that story for some family member or for ourselves at some stage. They are so, so valuable to our community. We have people who are involved in, not only in health, we have one of the management team of one of the hotels in Sligo. That I was talking to, we had an engineer who used to work for Aircom. We had people who work for Abbott, and all of these are valuable jobs within our community. And though they're all part of the Indian community, aren't all born in India. Some of them were born, that I've mentioned, were born in Sligo, and they're as Irish as you or I, and that has to be remembered as well. You know, the people who want to do things, you know, who want to cause problems in society, they need to remember that these people are as Irish as we are, just because the colour of their skin may be a little bit different. The people on the inside are still the same, and they still want the best, what's best for their families, for what's best for their communities. And it was lovely to be able to represent Sligo and to attend the ceremony.